Oh my God!
He was fly fishing in Alaska.
This is crazy.
Looks like they were trying to do a promotional video for one of their sponsors, and they had the mascot out there in the water with him.
While we were fishing, we had a pretty close call with a couple bears. I want to blame it on Bowie. They were pretty interested in his whole look, so we got out of it okay, but. It was a close call.
Now, the video in the middle of that, which is the audio, is not really great. You see the grizzly bear enter the water, get closer and closer, and at one point, like, runs at them.
Yeah, it is hilarious. Now that I know that everybody's okay and no one was eaten, it is hilarious to watch the grizzly bear start sprinting
sure
at
did.
Them. And then this guy in his mascot costume was like, trying to trudge through the water. I mean, if that bear had eaten that mascot and it was on tape, that would have been insane.
Epic. Would have been epic.
Again, yeah. Epic.
Well, but I mean like, think about that funeral. Like we were talking about your funeral when you hit yourself in the face with the golf ball.
You are bizarre.
I mean, that would have been an epic deal. How'd you die? Well, I was wearing a mascot uniform and I guess.
Well, hey, how would he answer? He's dead.
He hit you talking.
How he died.
Yeah, I mean.
But his family would have a story for a lifetime.
I thought that comforting. Bear was going right for him. But he saw that everybody was retreating the bear. So then he decided, okay, I scared him off. Get out of my river where I'm eating the fish.
I said to Al, very honestly, I said, with the hiking you might do with Eddie, and I know they're not going to see a grizzly bear. I said, but if you're with what do you do if the bear goes after Eddie? He goes run.
There's like, horns.
What do you seriously
I said
do?
I would scream.
You said run.
At first, run. Yeah. But then I said I would scream.
You did after a couple of seconds, yes.
There's rules and things that people tell you to do. I know there's bear horns that people carry around that they don't like that you could squeeze and they go,
that rah. Bear got pretty close. No one squeezed a horn.
But they weren't doing it. They probably weren't prepared.
Well, that's my point. If that happens and you're with your friend, are you just going to watch them get eaten?
Well, yeah.
I mean, to each his own at that point.
I guess. Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, I mean, I also think you could, like, if you yell at them, too, and, like, seem angry, like, they don't. If you start running, though, like, prey, then I think you're screwed. Plus, they could run, like, 30 miles an hour.
Could you imagine if you seemed angry, you went, ah, and they went, ah, and it started running right at you?
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. That would not be good.
That would not be good.
That would be ugly.
That would be horrible.
I mean, there was a guy who, like...
I can see Al running through the bushes and the trees. And you're watching this happen? No, I ran away from it.
There was some dude, I don't know, it was in Washington or somewhere, there's a bunch of grizzly bears who, like, befriended these bears. Like, he was showing how I could live with these bears. These bears respect me. He'd show up, and for years and years, he had video of him, like, feeding the bears, like, playing with them. And then one day,
bears had enough.
Well, they didn't have enough food, and the fish weren't running or whatever. And the bears decided, okay, well, I'm going to eat these two. And they ate the husband and wife, and it was actually, like... You hear audio, like a tape recorder was left or the video was left rolling, and there's audio of them being mauled by the bear.
Awesome death.
How to scare off.
And didn't Brandon do something with bears?
Yeah, he was the host of Man versus Bear.
And you can see how he gets scared of living crap.
Unkillable!
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. Guys would do things against bears.
Like, but he didn't.
He just hosted it.
He was the host.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, they'd have a bear sprint and then see if the man could sprint as fast. They'd have a bear,
But not the bear and the man together. It was, that's how fast a bear sprints, and they'd get the man to see if it could match it.
Sort of. I don't really remember watching it. Then they'd have the bear tugging something and see if the man could tug something like the bear.
I think the bear wins in most cases.
That's scary. How to scare off grizzly bears. Don't make it. Oh, sorry. I gave bad advice.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't make any loud noises or screams.
Oh.
Slowly wave your arms above your head and tell the bear to back off. That speaks English. Do not run or make any sudden movements. Do not make any loud noises or screams. All right.
So just stand there?
Wave your hands.
You back away. And if you have bear spray, if it gets close, use it. And if you have food, drop it and leave it as you back away.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's standard.
The first thing it says, identify yourself.
Hello, Mr. Bear. My name is Eddie Scazzeri. What's your name? Okay, don't want to share. That's fine. Anyway, I'm going to back away. And I'm a diabetic. I probably won't taste great.
Identify yourself. Stay calm. Pick up small children. Make yourself look as large as possible.
Al screwed. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. So this video is pretty wild, though. But they got away okay, and everything was fine.